Welcome to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to the show on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Welcome to listeners joining us each week on Planet Audio across New Zealand and in other parts of the world. Hope you can stay with us for the next hour, where we'll have the best of Irish music, the latest news from Ireland, and up first tonight we've got Christy Moore and Bright Blue Rose.
I skimmed across black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally.
Yes, Christy Moore there on Bright Blue Rose. And if you're heading to Ireland later this year in November, December and January, Christy's performing in Dublin at Vicar Street. Tickets go on sale this Friday. They sell out pretty quickly. So if you're heading over there by then, make sure you're a fan of Christy Moore. See, can you get online and get some tickets by the time you get to Ireland in November, if you are heading for a holiday at that time of the year, Christmas. Ireland will have a new president. So we're coming down to the final weeks of the selection process at the moment. And earlier today, Fianna Fáil selected their candidate. He's the former Dublin player and manager, and Jim Gavin. And he beat off MEP for Munster, Billy Kelleher. Billy decided that he'd put his name at the hat as well, and he was up against it because his party leader, Micheál Martin, had endorsed Jim Gavin. And Jim got through with about a margin of 20 votes. Only the members of the European Parliament and elected TDs were allowed to vote, about 70 people in total. And some of the Fianna Fáil councillors were disappointed that they weren't able to have a say. So we've got confirmed for independent at the moment, Catherine Connolly. She's likely to be endorsed by Sinn Féin, who Mary Lou MacDonald, their leader, decided this week she wasn't going to seek a nomination. Fine Gael selected Heather Humphreys last week. And we've got a number of other independents that are hoping to get nominated by councils. They have to get four councils to give them the go-ahead before they can get the name on the ballot ticket. So there's a number of people still trying to get their names on the election, which will be taking place on the 24th of October. So at this stage, it looks like it's neck and neck between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Catherine Connolly from the Independents. All right, first up tonight, I want to play a song. And we played in memory of two people that passed away recently. First of all, Joyce Donoghue. Joyce, very much involved in the Irish community and her family for many years. She was laid to rest last Thursday. And she's daughters, Angela, Kathy, Janine, Claire, and son, Brendan. And it's lovely to see Joyce getting a great farewell there last week. And Joyce's former, or husband, late husband, Frank, was from New Inn in County Galway. And then for many years, I've had all the Irish nuns living in New Zealand listening to Ireland Calling. And one group of nuns that never missed the program were the Sisters of St. Joseph's of Cluny, who were here in Ranuera. I know lots of other sisters tuned in as well. And you can thank the Cluny sisters for the fact that Ireland Calling is still going, because I was going to give it up about 20 years ago. And the former head of the order in Auckland, Sister Angela Donnie, had come back from Ireland and heard I was going to stop the program. She said, how can you do that? How are we going to get our news? And so I've continued on. So Sister Angela passed away a number of years ago. But one of her colleagues, Sister Irene Butcher Hayes, passed away last week, and she's been laid to rest in Tauranga today. Of course, the sisters closed down their early childhood education centre in Victoria Avenue here in Auckland in 2020 and moved to Tauranga. So I know Sister Irene always loved listening to the programme, and before they moved to Auckland, she gave me a lovely collection of Irish linen tea towels that she brought back from Ireland over the years. So I'll play this song in memory of Sister Irene and Joyce Donoghue. This is Ave Maria from Dolores O'Riordan and Pavarotti.
Oh,
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And that was Ave Maria, and played that in memory of Sister Irene Boucher Hayes and Joey Donoghue, who passed away in the last week. One of the things half day in Ireland, but sadly the weather in Ireland is not great at the moment. There's been a lot of rain and windy conditions over the last week, and the days are getting shorter as autumn comes in. But thankfully, a great year. As I mentioned, after coming back from my trip for the farming community, prices are good, and lots of all the farmers pretty much have got all their silage, hay, and all their corn. All the harvesting has been done, and prices are very good for dairy produce as well as beef and lamb products. So good news for farmers. I know the organisers of the National Ploughing Championships will be hoping they'll get some fine weather next week. The 3-day event, which kicks off next week. And it's obviously one of the biggest showcases of agriculture products in Ireland. This year is taking place just outside Tullamore in Offaly. And they're expecting over 300,000 people to be exhibiting products there. And I know a number of New Zealand companies will be over there. And while I was away in Ireland, the New Zealand government announced that it was replacing its ambassador to Ireland, Trevor Mallard. His term of office comes to an end inside the next couple of weeks, and he'll be coming back here to New Zealand, and they've appointed a new ambassador to Ireland. All right, we'll move on and play Dublin in the Rare Old Times by the Dubliners.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunted children. House that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy. Like my house, it fell to progress, my trade to memory. And I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue, a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student, yeah, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham.
Thank you.
the cake.
Dublin in the rare old times, and Dublin, very popular place at the moment. Lots of visitors coming in for the summer months. And it was there last week that Ireland scrambled a 2-2 draw with Hungary in their first of their World Cup qualifying matches. And earlier today, they went to Armenia, expecting to beat the team easily. But disaster struck. They lost that game 2-1. So their World Cup qualification is pretty much in tatters now. They have to play Portugal home and away, Armenia home and Hungary away, and the top team in each group qualifies, with the second team getting a chance, and possibly a third team may get a real backdoor chance. But the way that Ireland are performing at the moment, they don't deserve to be on the world stage. They'd be an embarrassment. And of course, New Zealand have already qualified, one of the first few countries that have qualified for the enlarged World Cup campaign, which is on next year in Mexico, Canada and the United States of America. But all of these Irish players that are playing, they're all playing Premiership football. Some of them just two or three captains of teams from English teams, either Premiership or Championship teams, but they just don't have the get up and go at the moment. So God knows what Roy Keane, the former Irish player and captain, will be saying tonight after this performance. And speaking of Roy Keane, a documentary has been made about Ireland's World Cup disastrous campaign back in 2002, when Ireland played in Japan, Korea and Saipan. In Japan and Korea, they were doing a warm-up session in Saipan. And when Keane got there, it was more of a drinking session. And of course, all hell broke loose and he pulled out of the squad. And Ireland eliminated that year on a penalty shootout, losing to Spain. But a documentary or a movie has been made about that episode, which will be broadcast in the next few months. And apparently it's very good from what one of the reviewers were saying. Just briefly on sport before we go, a great win for Rory McIlroy in the Irish Golf Open, which was played at the weekend at the K Club, just outside Dublin in Strathen and Kildare. And McIlroy had to eagle the last par 5 to get into a playoff, which he did, to huge rapturous reception, a roar from the audience that was there. And after a 3-hole playoff, he overcame a Swedish player and won the Irish Open for the second time. And huge celebrations afterwards. This weekend, they've got the big tournament at Wentworth, and then all focus will be on the Ryder Cup. But McIlroy, certainly without his presence at the golf last week, there would have been a different in the tournament. All right, this time we're going to move on, and we're going to have Mary Black and Dolores Kane with Hard Times.
Just
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And there we had Hard Times from Mary Beck and Dolores Keane. While the government politicians of all cried colours have been on holiday for the last few weeks, they're coming back to the Dáil Éireann next week. And a lot of them are having their think-ins this week. And it's the turn of Sinn Féin, or Sinn Féin last area this week. They were in Dunleary. And Sinn Féin or Fine Gael were down in Mullingar. And of course, it's just a month to go till the budget. And a number of financial advisors are telling the government that they shouldn't add another $9.5 billion of public spending into the economy with this budget because it could have serious consequences for the economy. And of course, Ireland is flush with corporate tax money at the moment, and the big dividend they got last year from the Apple tax default. Well, Apple, for 8-10 years nearly, contested a tax that was due to the Irish government. And of course, the European Union appealed all of this. And after 10 years of legal wranglings, Apple were told to pay the money to the Irish government, which amounted to about $14 billion. Anyway, the other news relating to Fine Gael is Simon Harris came out at the weekend and talked about all the threats that have been made to him, his wife, his children, and other members of his family online. I know that a lady was arrested last week for making threats, but obviously over the weekend there was some vile threats made. And in an interview on Morning Ireland on Tuesday morning, he said he was considering whether he would continue in public life, but he's decided he will continue. And obviously the Gardaí are investigating some of these vile threats that have been made against him. And he's devoted all his life to public office. Former Taoiseach and leader Fine Gael and deputy leader or Taoiseach to the government at the moment. But no politician expects the abuse that he seems to be getting over the last few months. All right, this time, you too, and Beautiful Day.
The heart is a blue, up through the stony ground, there's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
First light, and see the birds with the leaves.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Access Radio in Wellington on Sunday. Special welcome to all the listeners that join in each week, listen to us here in New Zealand. We have a few in Australia, America, Holland, and lots in Ireland, and a few in the UK. Glad to know that you're enjoying the programme. And of course, there's been condemnation all over the world this afternoon of Israel's attack on a hotel in Doha, where there was members of the Hamas terrorist group from Gaza involved in negotiations trying to bring about a ceasefire in the war with Israel, and without giving a warning to Doha or Qatari government. Israel launched an attack that killed six people, including a security officer. I know there was an Irish girl not far away from where the explosion took place, which was frightening. So the world is in a precarious place at the moment with all the major conflicts that are on globally. What else has been happening in Ireland? Well, as I said, there was a lot, even that story here about the man in New Zealand was missing for 4 years with his children that got news in Ireland on Monday morning on Morning Ireland. And, of course, there's still a lack of main news in Ireland because politicians still on holidays. But no doubt they'll be, now that they're back next week, there'll be more news happening on a regular basis. And, of course, the presidential election, which will be coming up over the next, was coming up on the 24th of October, we'll be getting a lot of news. Story in the Irish Times on Tuesday. Many Irish immigrants feel drawn to home. We need to give them more reasons to return. We can be sensitive about people leaving, but it's one thing to love your country and another entirely to be able to live in it. And, there's a program on at the moment, very popular program on RTE. And, it's, the former, Derry Girls, she's, the kind of the moderator of it, but it's, oh God, I can't think of the name at the moment. Here we go. It's called The Traitors. And there's different people being eliminated every night, but it seems to be getting lots of publicity in Ireland. But one of the people that got, toughed off the program area this week is that recently qualified doctor from Mayo. And she just announced, she's on the Oliver Callan early morning show the other day, that she's heading off to Australia, but she'd be coming back. She's going off to get more qualifications under her belt. She wants to work in women's medicine. And but Oliver was asking her, how long would she go for? And she said possibly a few years, but she certainly wants to come back. So last week, the Central Statistics Office released new figures on Irish immigration to Australia. And the numbers of people leaving and entering the country always seem to find their way into the conversation. So in the 12 months to April this year, 13,500 people left Ireland for Australia. That's an increase of 27%. Not sure what percentage of those that come to New Zealand, but I know many people that have moved there and moved for 3 or 4 years and head back. But other people like myself that went off for a year or two many years ago seem to end up staying down this side of the world. But yes, Australia is certainly an attractive place to go, and especially situation in America over visas now. And if you're illegal in America, and there's still quite a number of Irish people illegal in America, it's not a safe place to be. All right, we'll continue on with more music, and this is Parting Glass from Ye Vagabonds, featuring Sinead O'Connor.
Of all the money that e'er I spent it in good company, and of all the harm that e'er me, for all I
Welcome back. A lovely version of The Parting Glass from The Vagabonds. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I mentioned earlier, old weather is changing a bit in Ireland. And as we're moving into autumn, of course, our clocks go forward here. Our days will be getting a bit longer. Not good news for former Labour TD from my own neck of the woods, East Galway, Con Keaveney. He pleads guilty to driving under the influence of cocaine. This court case has been put off so many times, but it's a huge fall from grace for the ex-TD from Tuam. And so definitely an end of his political career. Come back to that disaster in Armenia tonight. Lost for words. Emer Ali Grimson admits his job will come under question after the humiliation. And the latest news, Bob Geldof rules himself out of the presidency race as Fianna Fáil chooses Jim Gavin. Bob did contact Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin 2 weeks ago, and we certainly took the call to see if Fianna Fáil would nominate him as their candidate for the election. But obviously, at that stage, Micheál Martin had endorsed a former Dublin player, and won All-Ireland with Dublin, but steered Dublin to five All-Ireland titles. A very successful military career, Jim Gavin. And I know that there'll be quite a competition over the next few weeks, within days of Heather Humphreys being selected last week. Some information was dug up about an appointment she made after being appointed minister to the Arts Council. She was obviously advised by her former leader, Enda Kenny, at the time to make this appointment. She agreed it was wrong. Then there was another incident where a letter was sent by somebody in her office in support of the farmer in Monaghan that was involved in animal cruelty. She didn't actually sign the letter, and she said that the case was investigated. She was cleared, but that had come up again. And there was another green paper that she brought before government about dealing with people with special needs. It was only a discussion paper, but of course the media said a questioner the other day obviously said that she was trying to maybe cut back on allowances and payments, which he again denied. So unfortunately, these election campaigns can get very nasty, and lots of stuff can be dug up. But known Heather personally, I think she'll be well able to deal with all the mud that comes flying in her direction. And Jim Gavin's campaign at the weekend got into a bit of turmoil because he was photographed with a Fine Gael councillor a few years ago saying that he'd be voting for her, and nobody knew till recently where his political allegiances lie. And of course he came out last week and confirmed that he had joined the Fianna Fáil party, and he certainly that time that picture was taken, he denied that he was a member of Fine Gael. It was just a local councillor in his constituency that was photographed with them, and she put up a note saying, "I'm voting for her." Anyway, so politics can be a dirty business. Right, we'll move on with Lumiere and Seamus Begley, Oro Mo Vojin. Welcome back to Ireland Calling with me, Oliver Lee, and we're winding down now the end of another programme. The programme is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We always have a look at what the Irish Examiner have here. Of course, it's behind a paywall these days, but you know, some of the other papers they're all now, you have to subscribe to them. There was a big discovery last week of two Asian hornet nests in Cork, and the second one has been removed. I was just watching a story about this on the news tonight. There was a doctor, a biology doctor from UCC in Cork, having a drink with a few of his friends last week in a pub stroke restaurant in Cork. They were sitting outside and he saw a number of wasps or bees landing nearby, and he just obviously looked at one in particular that didn't look like the normal bees that you see in Ireland, and he photographed it and discovered that it was an Asian hornet bee, and initially straight away he got onto the authorities, and thankfully two big nests have been found and removed. What else is the Cork Examiner talking about? Presidential race, how Jim Gavin won the right to run for Fianna Fáil. Well, obviously Fianna Fáil, or Micheál Martin thinks he's the man that can win Ireland's next election. Sadly, we had a case here with a man missing with three children that ended in tragedy on Monday, but the Gardaí are still investigating the disappearance of a young boy in Dublin. Obviously, information came to hand that this boy died and was buried. It sounds like parents, one of the parents Irish and the other was from, I think, Brazil. And the child might have died of natural causes, but the parents panicked, and they have indicated the child was buried in a kind of round area up in Donabate, Dublin. But after extensive searches over the last few days, nobody has been found yet. But Fergus Spendley in the Irish Examiner, Ireland's child protection failures go beyond Tusla, which is the Oranje Tamariki of Ireland. The real issue is political will to do something. Terry Prohn, she came out having a chat about Bertie's past political bombs come back to blow up in his face. Bertie came out the other day and made a little recording where he described how he was pulling out of the presidential election, and he said there was no way you could win an election if you didn't get the support from the party leader. And of course, Micheál Martin was keen not to have Bertie to run, because all the bad things about the global financial crisis would have come back and brought distraction to Fianna Fáil. But Bertie was endorsed by a number of his supporters in Dublin, including his daughter, who sold about 25 million bucks. She thought he'd make a great president. But unfortunately, the former Minister for Finance, who also came on and became Taoiseach and certainly was instrumental in the peace process in Ireland, in the tribunal that went on when he said he didn't have a bank account when he was Minister for Finance, and there was an amount of money that was there that, you know, he couldn't account where it came from. And finally, you know, he told the tribunal he wanted to buy back in a few winners in horse racing. But the tribunal went on, and its findings, they half cleared him but didn't give him the clean slate that he wanted. But no doubt he's disappointed that he's been kind of, well, he was kicked out of the Fianna Fáil party, but as Terry Prohn says, his past came back to blow in his face. All right, well, that's about it for another week. Hope you've enjoyed the programme Ireland Calling, which was brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and hope you'll be back again next week, same time, same place. And we'll leave you tonight. We go out with The Way I Am from the Tumblin Paddies. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Believer, what's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars. So I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekend over drinking, Monday's over thinking, will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? Just the way I am. I've been given, dear, if only I could see what lies ahead for me.